You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Here I am driving around at 3 a.m. looking for people who I don't know. Well, they said party at 1:32, and I said, yeah, I wanna go, because the night is still young and the bed is just cold, and I'm tired of spending time all alone. Well, driving around and I can't find nothing. Maybe she said 1:36 or something. I don't wanna give up and go home. At 1:32 they've turned out the light. Maybe I didn't get the address right, but if I go home now, I'll never know. Because the night is still young and the bed is just cold, and I'm tired of hanging around all alone. mellow at 5 a.m. That's when the dreamy things happen. A green and purple fog begins to glow. When you're tired, and you can't talk straight, that's the way one communicate. Cause then a certain feeling starts to show. And the night is still young, and the bed is still cold, and I'm tired of hanging around all alone.
Well, that was all right, too. By the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are still in an all-radio obituary episode. Not surprising, since we were before. And we're still in the same episode. It's strange how that kind of stuff works out. Strange. But this is where we separate the serious fans of Bubbles in the Think Tank from I don't know who. Hopefully no one. I hope I'm not separating you. I want you all together in a little bundle, like kittens or something. Work with me here. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Rod Coneybear, the Canadian puppeteer and voice actor. He was best known for his work in the long-lasting Canadian children's program, The Friendly Giant, where he performed both as the giant and Jerome the giraffe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was not the friendly giant. He was Jerome the giraffe and Rusty the rooster. Rusty the rooster lived in a book bag. Jerome the giraffe would appear in a window. Just so you can keep them straight. Rod Coneybear just passed away at 89. Let's hear something from the one Friendly Giant record, shall we? Oh, we shall. Here in the, what did I say? Pre and penultimate radio obituary for Rod Coneybear, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once upon a time, not long ago and not far away, we were hiking in the hills and listened to the birds. A quail. Bob White quail. There he is again. And a meadowlark too, I think. And a robin. Lots of robins. But what kind of bird is that? Do you know that's not a bird at all? That's a raccoon. Paddy Piper. Our pipe-playing raccoon, playing like a bird. And there she goes. She might be on her way to the castle. That's where we're going. I'll hurry over first and go in the back door so I can let the drawbridge down and open the big front doors for you. Are you ready? Here's my castle. Here we are inside. Here's one little chair for one of you, and a bigger one for two more to curl up in, and for someone who likes to rock, a rocking chair in the middle. Now, we look up, and I'll call Rusty. Rusty?
Oh, hi, Friendly.
Hi, Rusty. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
Fine.
Oh, what have you been doing, eh?
Oh, we were hiking in the hills, listening to the birds. We heard a bobwhite quail, and a meadowlark, and a robin, and a raccoon.
A raccoon? What kind of bird is that?
No kind of bird. But this one sounded like a bird. It was Paddy Piper, playing soprano recorder, just like a bird.
Paddy Piper, the pipe-playing raccoon. Say, was she with Angie, the harpsichord-playing cat?
We didn't see her at all. We just heard her, so I don't know. We didn't hear a harpsichord.
Oh, I've been expecting Patty and Angie. Jerome said they might come over today.
Oh, a concert. That's good. Right. I'll whistle for Jerome.
Okay.
Here you come.
Hi, Friendly. Hi, Rusty.
Hi, Jerome.
Did you tell Friendly, Rusty?
Tell him what?
About the concert today.
Well, Rusty told me he was expecting Patty and Angie.
Yes, but you didn't tell me what kind of a concert it was going to be.
No, I didn't. Did I?
I heard Patty Piper playing like a bird.
Like a bird? Oh, excellent. They'll like that.
They will like that?
They? Who are they?
The audience. We've invited a special audience of birds for the concert today. And the audience will perform, too.
Oh, I know what kind of a concert this is to be. Patty and Angie and I will play, and the birds will sing.
Oh, good. That's good.
You think this is to be a concert in which you play and the birds sing, right?
Right.
Ha-ha. Well, I have to tell you, you are absolutely wrong. See you in the music room. Goodbye.
Wrong? Well, what else can birds do at a concert but sing? Here, Rusty, I'll carry it. Careful.
Hey, I wonder what kind of birds Jerome invited. He didn't say what kind.
Well, we'll see. Oh, hi, Angie, Patty.
Hi, Angie, Patty.
Good, now we're all here, the concert can begin.
Well, how about the audience?
Oh, Friendly, Rusty, look out the window.
Let me see.
Oh. Hi there, birds, hi.
You see out there a beautiful group of young pigeons, chickens, ducks, turkeys, geese, swans, and a pair of minor birds. Yeah. All right, birds, all right. You said hello, you can be quiet now, birds. Yeah, that's fine. Friendly, you see why I said you were wrong when you guessed that the birds were going to sing. None of these birds are well known for having a beautiful voice.
But you said they'd take part in the concert. They'd perform.
You'll see. Let's start the concert now, eh? Now, I'll announce. Ladies and gentlemen, or lady birds and gentlemen birds, welcome to our concert today. All you squabs, swans, minor birds, chickens, ducks, turkeys, and geese, perhaps you wonder why I asked you here today to take part in this concert. I'm sure you will admit that none of you has the greatest singing voice in the world. Well, I mean to say, you're not nightingales, after all. No offense, but you're not. Yeah. But why should that stop you from enjoying music and taking part in our musical festivities?
But what can they do?
While you can't sing like some birds, you can Dance. I've been watching you birds as you eat on the ground, bobbing, bowing, scratching, scraping, waddling, wiggling, stretching, and strutting. And I thought to myself, look at them. They're dancing. All they need is a bit of music. So today, I have chosen some dance music composed especially for birds. Now, first of all, would all you squabs step forward, please?
Hey, look at them friendly.
Yeah, chubby birds, aren't they?
Now, you squabs, you've just been sitting in your nests, eating, till you're fatter than Mama and Papa Pigeon, and you could use a little exercise. So, now, let's see a dance to this fast and funny little square dance for squabs. Squabs, everybody liked that. That's very good. Now, I can tell you squabs are out of breath, so you can just sit down now and rest as we watch next the swans. All right, you swans. Yeah, out of the moat now. Out of the moat. Come on now, Sally, Sam, Sonia, Sarah, step up on dry land. Now, you swans are so graceful in the water. Let's see if you can dance as gracefully on dry land to the lovely sounds of this saraband for swans. Thank you. beautiful. Listen to all the birds applauding, the sheer beauty of that.
Hey, those swans dancing were almost as graceful as when they swim.
They seem to enjoy it.
Next. All right, swans, you can jump back into the moat if you want to. Sure you can, yeah. Next, please, Minnie and Manny Minabird. Now, Minnie and Manny, for you we have chosen a lovely minuet. A minuet is a stately and gracefully formal dance, a very polite type of dance. I think that for this dance we should, I should maybe introduce you by your real names, eh? So, Minerva and Manfred will now dance the minuet for Mina Birds. Best dancing I've ever seen from a minor bird.
Beautiful.
I've never seen
beautiful.
A minor bird dancing to anything at all.
Now, Rusty, here's one you should like. This is for chickens.
Oh, what is it?
The poultry polka, of course.
Oh, of course.
All right, all you chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, here is the poultry polka. Dancing. Listen, but why didn't you join in the dance, Rusty?
Listen, I didn't want to get trampled on by all those turkeys. You see those huge fat gobblers there?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Well, listen, birds, that's the end of our concert. I'm sorry, but it is. I hope you enjoyed it. We certainly enjoyed your dancing. And you may dance as you leave or fly if you prefer. Bye-bye, birds.
There they go.
They're a nice group.
They like that.
It was a good concert. Square dance for squabs.
Saraband for swans.
Minuet for minor birds.
And the poultry polka.
I thought Angie and Patty played very well.
Oh, they did. Beautifully.
They're friendly, too.
Oh, of course.
And one more tune to play right now. Patty? Angie?
Oh, right. That's a goodbye music. Watch my nose, musicians.
Goodbye, Patty and Angie. Jerome.
Bye-bye, friendly.
Rusty.
Bye-bye, friendly.
It is late, but this little chair will be waiting for one of you, and a bigger chair for two more to curl up in, and for someone who likes to rock, a rocking chair in the middle when you come again to our castle. Now, I'll close the big front doors and pull up the drawbridge after you're gone. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'd just like to state for the record that our streaming stats went up during that cut. So there. I thought it was worth it. I know not everyone did. But there's something about it that kind of kills me. I probably will skip it, though, when I listen to the archive this week. I will be honest about that. It's long, I admit it. But sometimes you do what you got to do. But now it's time for us to do the antepenultimate radio obituary for Larry Wallace, Larry Wallace, the English guitarist, songwriter, and producer best known as a member of the Pink Fairies and an early member of Motorhead. Some of us, though, know him as the in-house producer at Stiff Records. He also released a solo single produced by Nick Lowe and backed by members of Eddie and the Hot Rods. Even as late as 1980, he recorded an album for Stiff, but it was left unreleased when he refused to sign a 7-album contract with the label, so they dropped him. Larry Wallace just passed away at 70. Let's jump right in with that Nick Lowe produced single, the B-side of it, in the antepenultimate radio obituary for Larry Wallace right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I didn't know what was going on. All I was doing was
You know, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are getting close to the final quarter. No, final eighth of tonight's episode. All radio obituary episode. First, we need to take care of a little business, though. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. That brings us to the penultimate radio obituary for Vic Vogel, the Canadian jazz pianist, composer, arranger, trombonist, and conductor. He taught himself to play trombone at age 19, and also, around about the same time, tuba and vibraphone. He also started arranging music. He became a full-time professional musician in the late 50s and through the 60s worked as a sideman and a band leader in nightclubs, even leading a nonette. He was a central figure in the Montreal music scene, moving freely among jazz, pop, and symphonic assignments. He was the music director for the Canadian Broadcast Corporation, Radio Canada, variety shows, and he composed scores for CBC and CTV news programs, the National Film Board documentaries, and other films as well. He shared the stage with many popular names, including Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, Eartha Kitt, Andy Williams, Anne Margaret, Paul Anka, Sammy Davis Jr., Jerry Lewis, Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'm just going to stop right there. Vic Vogel just passed away at 84. He's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary is for Harold Mayburn, the American jazz pianist and composer, principally in hard bop, post bop, and soul jazz fields. I like this part. According to his own account, he moved to New York City on November 21st, 1959, checked in at a hotel, and went to Birdland, where he met Cannonball Adderley, who asked him if he wanted a gig. He accepted and was shown inside, where trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison, who was looking for a pianist to replace the soon-to-depart Tommy Flanagan, auditioned him and offered him the place. You just show up and it happens. Harold Mayburn just passed away at 83. It's the ultimate radio obituary, and sometimes, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, he does function in more than name only. He found it so I didn't have to, as we start off with one of those tunes. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. shoo, look no further dear. No more searching, that's through. This is a journey's end. Friend, friend has turned to lover. Look no further dear. Why must you wander? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making me all complete. Sweet, sweet it is to love you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear. Look at the ocean, look at the sun. Look at each other with love we look at each other. Now we have found what we planned. Look no further, be still, don't move an inch away. Look no further, dear. No more searching, that's through. This is the journey's end. Friend, friend has turned to lover. Look no further, dear. Why must you wander? Heaven isn't far. Crossed where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making me all complete. Sweet, sweet it is to love you. Look no further, dear.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Harold Mayburn, and just about wraps up tonight's episode. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to Tom, who's going to be taking over the 1 a.m. time slot for the remainder of this semester. Tom, what's the name of your show? What was that?
Hypnopompia.
Hypnopompia. That'll be fun for me to practice for the next few weeks. I'll work on that. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it as I drive home. Hopefully you all will take a listen too and stay tuned all week long. See what kind of free-formy goodness you can roll into with the new schedule underway starting right now. Of course, we'll hang out together all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And then see you back here next week for more silliness for your stick shaking.